catty corner.
Okay, is there a difference? How about if there's a big vacant lot at the corner, like empty space, and you walk across that instead of going around the whole sidewalk? Is there a different term for you doing that, or it's the same thing?
Cut through.
Cut through?
I cut through the vacant lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Okay, years ago, there were different sorts of vehicles that used to run on tracks that had a wire overhead.
We called them streetcars,
yeah.
trolley cars, and we had them here when I was a child,
yeah.
Electric trolley cars.
Okay, and maybe you used to stand on those, and you would tell the trolley driver, actually, at the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Get off. Uh-huh.
Stop the streetcar at Myrtle Avenue.
Okay.
I want to get off there, or stop the streetcar in front of my house. No, I can't do that. I have to go to the corner. They only let me stop at the corner.
Okay. What county is St. Augustine in? The county.
St. John's.
Oh, right. Okay.
And in the Spanish days, St. John's County extended to the Mississippi River and to Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Spanish claim, that entire area, and St. Augustine being the capital of Florida. We were not only the capital, we were the county seat or whatever, but with the arrival of the British, Florida was divided into East and West Florida, and with the re-entry of the Spanish, it continued to be East and West Florida, and with the arrival of the United States, we continued to call it East and West Florida, possibly up into the 1850s. However, under the United States, it was one territory. And then in 1845, 1847, it became a state.
Yeah, you mentioned county seat. Do you have any, are there any other names that are used for that, or is that the main one?
This is the county seat. No.
Parish seat?
No. Parish is Louisiana.
Oh, that's
instead
right.
Of counties, instead of counties, they're divided into parishes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, and in the county seat, what do you find there? It's the head of the, or in the state capital?
The county commissioners.
Okay.
With a chairman. You have your clerk of your county board. You have tax assessors. Your sheriff is your law enforcement officer. Your county judge is the head of the judiciary.
Okay.
And it's a separate.
And what are they all part of? Like Washington, D.C. is the head of the federal.
Government. So this is the county government.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, inside of this, we have our city government,
right.
Which is a separate government.
Okay, the police in the town, they're supposed to maintain
order,
okay.
Law and order.
Right, okay. In maintaining law and order, maybe before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
For a hanging.
Hanging, uh-huh.
Or you would hang them.
Okay. And if the man went out and, if he did it to himself, the man went out and what himself? Like what form of hang?
The man went out and... Committed suicide.
Okay, but if he used a rope, if he did hang himself, he went out and...
Hung himself.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Hung himself, yes.
Okay. The fight that took place between the northern and southern states you talk about a lot. What was that called? What do you call it?
The Civil War.
Yeah. What's
the and we in the South call it the War Between the States.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Some other names for it? Like maybe older people call it one thing, maybe? Or...
The North against the South.
Okay. Do you ever call it the Rebellion?
No, that word was used in the North.
Yeah.
Only the Rebellion.
Uh-huh.
Because the Southern people were called rebels.
Uh-huh. Right.
And, I have a personal feeling on it because I believe a whole lot in local governments and state governments, and I know the Confederate troops were fighting for the